Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The DH, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Paul Mitchell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting seventh. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is hit by the pitch. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton fires to first and has Scott trapped. There's the throw to Yount, who tags Scott for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Williams reaches second base with a double. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tyrone. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Money steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 1 to nothing, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to third. Joshua moves to second. Doug Baer now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. Joshua scores. Quirk moves to third. Wolford moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount scores. Money moves to third. Cooper moves to second. It's 4-0, Brewers. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lescano is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money scores. Cooper scores. Bando moves to third. It's 6-0, Brewers. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Joshua moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gross. Bando scores. Joshua moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-0, Brewers. Joe Coleman now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joshua scores. McMullen moves to third. Wolford moves to second. It's 8-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Picciolo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. McMullen scores. Wolford moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wolford scores. Yount moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lescano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyrone hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson pinch runs for Sal Bando. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Ken McMullen. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to second. Picciolo drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Picciolo. Johnson scores. One out. It's 12-0, Brewers. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing third base. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Armas moves to second. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 2 in the game. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Sheldon now playing second base. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Gross moves to second. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyrone hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-1, Brewers. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lescano strikes out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-3 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanguillan hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 12, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.